Hello and welcome to IT Imagination's 360-second IT check. In this check, privacy enthusiasts getting another email service, surprise number two in the mobile phone world, and more. Facebook's migration to MySQL 8. In their recent blog post, the social media giant summarized their experiences with migrating to Oracle's MySQL 8. The company from Menlo Park started to update their DB a few years back, about the time they finished their work on MyRox. The migration they wrote about was from version 5.6 to 8.0. Version 5.7 was skipped because, as the company stated, they preferred to defer the change until their DB was released. It so happened that once the social media company was finishing the rollout of MyRox to their user database service tier, version 8.0 was released. We managed to get a comment from Daniel Biskup, data developer at IT Imagination.
Facebook is still in the process of migrating to MySQL 8, which introduces many changes and more possibilities in comparison with the version 5.6. To be able to say with confidence that the migration is going to bring positive change, we have to first and foremost ensure that the newest version fits their requirements and will still be able to fulfill engineers' expectations years down the line. We certainly aren't aware of Facebook requirements. Furthermore, a change of this scope isn't easy and it takes a few years. We know, however, that MySQL 8 is the most recent release and all the most recent patches will be made for that iteration specifically. If the company from Menlo Park released a DB migration automation tool, they would gain a tool which the other firms will gladly use.
Thank you, Daniel. Next up. Email service with a twist. DuckDuckGo.com, a popular search engine for privacy enthusiasts, announced the creation of their email service, which is an interesting twist on existing solutions. The way it will work is after you reserve your free @duck.com email address, all emails sent to the new address will be sent to your regular inbox after the message gets scanned for trackers. The company assures that DuckDuckGo does not ever save your emails. All tracker removal is being made in server's RAM. Of course, the protection won't work if you click any of the links within emails. Not only do these links contain a unique ID, but also often aren't direct links. They only redirect you to the intended website. The redirection is how the sender and providers of the service know a lot more than you would have thought. The obvious answer, stripping links of personally identifiable information, won't work. Simply because if each link is unique, the destination it leads to might also be unique. Removing all links is impossible for obvious reasons. While it is also a tough nut to crack, some browser extensions exist that deal with the matter. One example is Trocker app. It's TrockerApp. For all interested in signing up, the email service is still in beta, which you can sign up for through DuckDuckGo's mobile app. Next up, Netflix and Chill, the gaming edition. Netflix, possibly the most popular streaming service in the world, announced that it will expand into video games in its letter to investors. The move can be seen as a gradual shift into overall interactive content after a series of movies which were exploring the area, such as Black Mirror, Bandersnatch. In fact, in 2019, the company's co-CEO Reed Hastings admitted that the company is not competing with HBO too much. The biggest competition was Fortnite. The first games will be made for mobile phones and will be available free of charge for existing Netflix subscribers. It was not revealed whether all tiers will include video games or only some of them. The approach is more or less similar to Microsoft's Game Pass, where a wide catalog of games is available to play and download as long as you're subscribed. Next up. Japanese research group breaks the world internet speed record. The new record established last week of 319 terabits per second is almost twice as fast as the former record of 178 terabits per second. In their experiment, they managed to achieve the speed whilst sending data over an impressive distance of 3,000 kilometers. What allowed the team to break the record was the new internal structure of the cable, which was made of four glass tubes on the inside, while amplifiers were doped in either thulium or erbium. Additionally, every 70 kilometers there was a booster present, which made everything possible. Thank you for listening. For a more in-depth look with additional resources, head on over to our website, itimagination.com.